You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon on a good, wonderful, cold in some places, pretty much cold everywhere. Welcome, everyone. I'm glad you can join us once again. We're talking with Ron. I am excited. We have an action-filled show today. I also got a great guest coming up. On it. And now, as always, we want to thank you for coming, joining in with us and taking your time and being here on this show and with us and joining in. Listen, we have something to celebrate. I got some great news on last night. 1 million people. Man, that is awesome. That I cannot say once again, you guys show up and show out every single time. 1 million people. Like, that is so awesome. I cannot say thank you. Appreciate it. My humble appreciation. So listen, we're going to get right into it today. Like I said, I got my lovely co-host with me here today, and we're going to have a great show. And one of the things I also want to say, as always, when you want to call in, you guys want to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. We will take your calls. We will listen to you, and we will also express what you need to say that you may not say. Also, for bookings, we want to say you can call the 1-800 number, 949-7935. That's exclusively Talking with Ron. It's 1-800-949-7935. Also, we want to say that we have today some topics that we want to talk about before we bring out one of our great guests today. And one of the topics we want to talk about, I was looking at the news and I see this that they have coming up now, which is the TSA thing, charging people $45 if you don't have a real ID. What do you think about that, Yara? What's the intake? What do you think about that?
I think if I were others, I would go ahead and get a real ID. I mean, unless you have the extra money to pay. But you know how airlines and airports are. The lines are already long enough, right? So do you want to stand in line and then also pay $45,000 in addition to that, stand in another line just because you didn't get a real ID? Go get your real ID, folks.
So I think that's probably something true and true to form, but then you also got people paying $45. So is that TSA strong arming people to make money, or is that really helping out the people? That's what I'm thinking about this. Is that something that we're doing, helping people, or are we taking out from people, money out their pockets and just, hey, TSA and the government making more money on top of money. Is that what we're doing?
I think that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Okay. So that's what we're doing. We're taking money. So I take it we would not pay $45. What would you do? Would you pay the $45 or would you go through the regular screening, regular line, deal with that, those issues and standing in line? Or would you pay the $45 and skip the lines? You know, the government is always coming up with ways and things to take money out of our pockets and not put money in our pockets. So wait, I guess that's the American dream. I guess that's where we're headed now. That is a great American dream for us. Also, as always on the show, we always want to thank our sponsors. And we have a slew of sponsors, great sponsors. One of them is Coca-Cola. We want to thank Coca-Cola. They've made this possible. They joined us and been in from the beginning. We want to thank Coca-Cola. We also want to thank Vending One. Vending One, Japan-based company. They've joined in, been in from day one too. We want to thank them. I can't express to you guys how much you should deal with Vending One if they're coming to your town, which they'll be coming soon to an airport near you. Get on Vending One and you guys are going to love that. Also, everybody's traveling this season. Everybody get along, like, you know, so we got somebody that joined in, Priceline Incorporated. So, you know, hey, Priceline joined in. So that means they're going to give people great deals, great specials. Also, if you mentioned that you heard it on Talking with Ron, they're going to give you an additional 10% off of all your bookings. So I think that's amazing, huh?
That's an amazing deal. Make sure you add Talking with Ron.
That's right. Add Talking with Ron during Christmas time. I think during the holidays and all that stuff. So I think that's a great thing.
And everybody can always save money.
Exactly. Exactly. No other way they can save money. That's the best way to save money. So listen, jump in with Priceline.com, y'all. Now, if you are some people who really want to get in this, and you really want to be fancy and fly your relatives and yourself, listen, JSX Private Jetting has joined us. And JSX, in case you don't know, you can look them up, JSX.com. They're private jet service. So if you really got the money and TSA is too much of the problem, $45, you can always go with JSX Private Jetting anywhere for all you need. What do you think about that? I think that's great if you can do it.
No, I think that's amazing. You know, you don't have to worry about Priceline. You don't need to save the 10%. Neither do you need to go and stand in line for TSA.
That's right. Hey. So JSS is good, huh? I think we should go with JSS all the way around. And we have, like I said, we have great sponsors. We got some more, and we'll be talking about them during this show. But right now, as always, we're talking with Ron. We wanna bring in somebody very special. This young lady has worked hard. She's still young, so I can't say her whole life, but she's had a great career. She's done a lot. I don't want to keep boasting on her, so I'm going to let her boast on herself. We want to bring in Miss... India Ambrosia. India, are you there with us? I don't know.
I'm here.
Doing some more stuff because she's a busy lady. While we're waiting on India, we can also go to, hey, we got her. She is there. Hey, India.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Huh?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. No, wait a minute. We get a double replay. We are doing wonderful. So in case people don't know, and we want to let you know something about India, great young lady, fitness trainer, not only a fitness trainer, bodybuilding competition, accolades just go on and on. And more recently, inducted into the Hall of Fame. Like, that is something really big. Like, can't say nothing more about that. Inducted into the Hall of Fame, man. I mean, you got to be doing something right. Inducted in the Hall of Fame of track and field. Isn't that amazing? I mean,
that's pretty awesome. Everybody can't say that.
Yeah, you got to be doing something to get to there, man. It's really awesome. We're proud of you. And more linkly, I think the more thing that she also would celebrate is being a new mother. I mean, hey, that is something else. You just like being.
That's the biggest accomplishment.
I think she would say the same.
Absolutely.
She would say the same. So, Andy, how does it feel to be inducted to the Hall of Fame? How does that feel?
I mean, it's a huge honor. Like, I never would have expected that.
India?
Can y'all hear me?
Oh, it's okay. Hey, so in case all of y'all wanted, so India, like, I just... Yeah, we can hear you fine. We just said India has a new baby, literally new baby. So if y'all hear the crying, all the mothers out there understand, all the fathers, you should. But hey, I mean, hey, we just happy to have her on the show. Like, okay, let the beautiful baby cry. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, she woke up just
back
in
to what
time
we were saying, India. How does it feel to be their problems here one way or another, but that's okay. We're back. We got India back. How does it feel being inducted into the Hall of Fame, India?
It's crazy. First,
India,
it's a huge honor.
Can you hear
us? You're going in and out. I can hear you, but you're going in and out.
No, we're going in and out. So yes. My question was, how do you feel being inducted into the Hall of Fame? So I'm gonna let you take the floor on that since we're going in and out.
It's a huge honor, first of all. I never would have expected that. Y'all can hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes.
Oh, okay.
We can hear you.
It was just a huge honor. Like, I wasn't expecting it. And when I heard the news, I was just really taken aback by it. But glad to have been recognized not only for my accomplishments on the track, but also outside of track and field, just as a professional, like you said, doing bodybuilding, being a fitness coach, and just overall as a person, like what I've done. So I thank the Southern University Hall of Fame committee for even thinking of me for such an honor. So it was a really surreal experience.
Very well, very good. And didn't you think that's great to see somebody doing that and having to do that? So also, India, I know, I understand that you do, your company does meal preps. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So after I started doing bodybuilding, one of the huge things in bodybuilding is the way you eat. And so having to eat 5-6 times a day, every day, you have to meal prep. There's no way you can just like cook food throughout the day or just every night. I mean, you could cook every night, but I don't really think anybody wants to do that. So I kind of started getting into meal prep for myself and my husband. And as a fitness professional, I kind of saw a need for my clients and even other bodybuilders who need their food as well. So I kind of started offering it slowly and just kind of trying to see what it would be like, because the way bodybuilders eat is not the same as just regular Louisiana people eat. So even trying to see if there was even a business opportunity there. And just so happened it was. A lot of people that can't eat salty food, they can't eat lots of carbs, they can't eat all the gravy and everything else that we eat down here in Louisiana. So just eating or cooking, preparing very clean foods, ground turkey, chicken, just baking, very little seasoning, and none of the extra stuff that we get, but is really good for your body. It ended up being something that was really good for my fitness business, and then also being able to help different levels of people, even people who couldn't come to do workouts, they still needed the food. Some of my clients had parents that they couldn't cook for, or couldn't eat the food that they would cook for themselves and their family. So it ended up being something that wasn't just for what I thought of, but it ended up opening up a few different avenues of ways for me to expand my business and help other people that couldn't necessarily come to workouts. So it's been something that's been really good for me as far as expanding my business and also being able to help people in the Baton Rouge and local area.
Okay, great. So as always on Talk and Run, see, we're informative. We tell you where to put your money. We tell you what to do. And now we're on fitness. Like, I mean, she just gave us a whole list. So how do people like us and people out there get into what you're doing? How do we contact you? How do we get into things like what you're doing? Like, because we all can be healthy, right?
We absolutely can. And then, somebody who's prepping the meals for us, even better.
Even better. So see, so how do we get in touch with you to say, hey, can we get this? And listen, do you ship? Can it be shipped? Tell me, like, you know, is it just based in Louisiana? Can you ship? Like, because we don't want cook. So how you make that happen? You know, you got a beautiful baby, so I'm sure that helps a lot. So people out there may have beautiful babies, or people like us just don't want to cook and want to stay healthy.
And especially with the new year coming up, India, everybody has new year resolutions, and one of the main ones are getting in shape, eating.
You healthy. Are right. So tis the season.
How can we eat healthier?
So it's definitely a process, and it's definitely something that you have to decide and commit to, because it's not fun, especially around the holidays. Like, we're going home, we're going to see our families, it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying, we having gumbo, we having like all the things that we want but don't need. So it's something that you have to commit to. But for me, I've definitely been right here local in the Baton Rouge area. But another way that I can help people that are not in Baton Rouge is that I also write meal plans and I write workout plans. So if I can't necessarily like send food for you, I can create a meal plan for you based on what your goals are, what you're trying to do. Are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to gain muscle? Some people even need to gain a little bit of weight because they haven't been able to do that with the way they're eating. Some people have disorders where they cannot gain weight regularly. So it's certain foods that they have to eat a certain amount of times, a certain number of calories, depending on if they're working out or not. So I also write meal plans and workout plans. And if it's something that you do want to get with me, I do have a website, www.ndbfit.com. And my phone number and all of my contact information is there. All my social media has pictures of my food and everything. If you want to just kind of see what I do and get an idea of what my workouts are like, see what some of my clients are saying, everything is there for you.
Okay, great. So like I'm ready to sign up. So y'all heard it. Say it one more time for the people, just in case they didn't get that. Cause like I'm ready to sign up. I'm ready to get this started.
Yeah, ready to get fit.
Yeah.
We can start now. Yeah. Before the new year.
Well, I don't know about now.
Well,
after Christmas. I don't know about now. So no, we don't want to tell that lie. Not right now. Maybe after Christmas.
The website is www.indybefit.com. That's IndyBefit.com. And that's my social media handle as well, IndyBefit. You'll see my face and a lot of other my workouts and everything that I have there.
So also from a mother, I think y'all would probably tell you the same. I'm not a mother, but I just got that shock. I'm not a mother. So tell me, how's the mother life? How is being a new mom? How's motherhood treating you?
It's been crazy, like unbelievable. Every time I look at this little person, I'm like, oh my gosh, like you're here. Like I have to solely like figure out how to keep you alive and do all the things. Everything I eat affects her. So it's just really been like a lot, but we're doing great. She's getting bigger. Doctor says she's good. I'm good. So we are blessed 1,000%.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't ask for more. That is awesome. That is amazing. Also, do you have any plans for gym working out or having a fitness? I know that's real popular with fitness people and an athlete like yourself. A lot of times they get into personal training and stuff like that. Do you have any plans for doing something like that or having that in the near future?
We actually do have a spot that we are building out to kind of start doing very small private sessions for clients, previous clients that we've had, and possibly some new clients, and a lot of our sports specific that we do. We work with student athletes that are looking to kind of increase their speed and work on agility and things like that. So we're looking at doing something a lot smaller, not necessarily in the boot camp realm that we used to be in, but more one-on-one and very specific types of training for you. If you're
India, are you there?
I'm here.
India, are you there?
I'm here.
Wait, hold up. I missed that. I missed that. We didn't get the memo on that, but you had a boot camp? Like you was whooping these people in the shape?
Yeah, we actually had a boot camp from 2015 all the way to 2021. We had a boot camp business here in Baton Rouge. And after 2021, kind of had some other opportunities and things to pursue. So we closed the gym, the in-person gym, and that's kind of when I started doing everything online and focusing on my meal prep only. But we do have a spot that we're working on outfitting, getting all of our equipment together, but it's going to be on a lot smaller scale, more personal training and not necessarily the group aspect that we used to do.
So you hear that, all the great people in Louisiana. If you eat all that good food and at the first of the year, everybody wants to run to the gym. So listen, you got an instructor, Hall of Famer, can say that now, a Hall of Famer.
Three-time Hall of Famer.
Oh, excuse me. Three-time Hall of Famer. I am sorry.
Let me go ahead and toot my own horn for a second. Just a second.
So, like, hold on. Hold up. This calls for it. So, yeah. This is a three-time Hall of Famer. So, excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't want to give no uncut recordings for you. So, you have all of them, every last one of them. So, you have a three-time Hall of Famer that is telling you she can get y'all in shape because you're out of shape and put you back in shape and keep you in shape. Like, Where else would you do? Only with talking with Ron. So I'm going to put you on the spot in here. So our listeners, we have listeners all 50 states, three countries. So if my listeners call you, I put everybody on the spot. Are they going to get a Talking with Ron some type of discount? Now I'm putting you on the spot.
I can definitely do that. I can absolutely do that. They into getting a workout plan at least for three months. Got you.
3 months. Listen, so y'all here like that. You can't beat that, right?
That's a deal.
That's a deal. 3 months. So all you people can go ahead, get bloated, do what you got to do. Eat like Santa Claus. First of the year, don't eat too much.
I mean, you're encouraging people to eat bad.
Yeah, because I want them to go to a three-time Hall of Famer in the beginning of the
three
year.
Three times, 3 months. That's right.
Look at that. See, it's all, look, y'all can't beat that.
India, I have a question. So I know you spoke about writing out the workout plan. Does the workout plan also include working out at home? Because sometimes people can't go to the gym. It doesn't just allot their time of the day. But do you have workout plans
so
for the house?
I'm so glad you asked that. That's a part of the reason why I started writing workout plans. A lot of people that don't have gym memberships or don't want to go to the gym, they have equipment at home or are willing to build a home gym around what they need to do. So if you tell me what equipment that you have, what your goals are, I can build your workout plan based specifically on that.
Wow. So you're giving customized workout plans for each individual, and then you get a discount with Talking with Ron for 3 months. Yep. And you can get a meal plan. That's a deal.
And let me tell you the significance of the 3 months. Like, a lot of people don't make it past the first month. And it takes at least 3 months for you to get on a consistent basis and kind of making sure you understand what you're doing, what you need to do, and actually see some results. So that way it kind of gets you locked in from the day one, instead of you being like, oh, I might just try this. Let me just see if it works. It's really only going to work if you decide from day one that that's what you want to do and you're going to commit to it. So pretty much anything I do, I try to get my clients to understand that from the beginning, because there have been in recent years so many things that cater to immediate instant gratification. And this is not one of those things. It's not supposed to be like that. It's not meant to be like that. It's meant to be something that helps you make a lifestyle change, not just something that you do for a week or two just to kind of see. It's really meant to try and make you focus on living better overall, not just something that you want for the new year.
In the work. So it's not a quick fix overnight. You have to put in the work.
Yes.
You mean to tell me there's no pill I can take that comes along with that?
Oh, they got one. They got one, but I'm not getting it.
They have pills, shots, everything else. But
they got everything you're looking for. They got it. I'm not getting it.
You have to use the workout plan.
I was just trying to find a shortcut somewhere. Like, I was trying to find a shortcut.
You can't encourage people to eat their hearts out during the holidays and then get a shortcut.
Well, listen,
they gotta put in the work.
Everybody kind of wants a shortcut, but the hard work I can understand. Yeah. So, Andy, let me ask you another question. So, how is it being a three times, let me say it, Hall of Famer? And how hard is it to be in shape and top conditioning to compete on those levels and on those stages? How hard is that to do that for some young woman out there, or a young girl, a young lady that's coming up, right? And they want to be like an India. What's the day to day, or what's the hard in competing on those type of stages? What's the dedication that you have to have for that?
I mean, the hardest thing is being there mentally. Like, you really have to make the decision that nothing is going to derail you, because it's hard. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's a very hard thing to do, but it can be done. If you make the decision, like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna commit to a bodybuilding competition, this is the date, and you say you want to do it, it can absolutely be done. It doesn't matter what fitness state that you're in. It can absolutely be done if it's something that you want to do. So I would first recommend that you get in a routine as far as being able to work out. Start off just being in a routine, being able to work out, and then try and add in being able to eat several times a day. So we're talking 5-6 times a day, getting your meals in, committing to that, and then also making sure you get those workouts in. It can be taxing, like, even without children, even if you're taking care of your parents or anybody else, like, it's really something that you have to make time for. You. It's a selfish sport. Bodybuilding is a very selfish sport. You really have to know that you're putting the time in for yourself, and you kind of have to put yourself first. So it's really something that you have to make sure you're ready for. If you're ready for it, it can absolutely be done.
Great. Like, that's amazing. I have one more question for you. So is it, I know there you have two other sisters that were athletes too. Is there a competition there? Or was it a competition there? Or you know, I know amongst sibling rivalries, was there ever a competition or like always trying to come for you? Or like, was that ever like having two other siblings that are athletes too and being girls?
It's so funny, but we all do, we all specialize in different events. So it was never really like, oh, I'm gonna beat you in this, I'm gonna beat you in that. Like in our older age, we have definitely done like little things. When we go back to Southern for homecoming, we'll have events where we get to race each other. And so it's always fun to do that. That's sibling rivalry anyway. So that's just something that's gonna happen. But my middle sister, Maya, was really good in like middle distance and hurdles. And my youngest sister, Raina, was great in the sprints up to the 400 and down. And then I was a long jumper. So that was kind of my thing. I had, you always have to sprint to be able to long jump, but that was my specific event. So we all had different things that we were good at. So it wasn't really like, oh, I'm gonna beat you today, I'm gonna beat you today. We didn't do that. We just compete in everything else.
So a whole family of athletes, girls and athletes, and everybody was in their own lane. Like, that's amazing to see that in this day and age. And everybody was in their own lane. No real competition. Nobody was being thrown out the door. So that was amazing. Like, I mean, that's amazing to see that and do that. Once again, India, we appreciate you having you on the show. Let the people know your social media, your sites, where they can reach you if they truly want to be fit. She said, don't waste her time.
Do not eat heavy for the holidays. Do not listen to Ron. Don't eat to your heart's content. Try to start now.
You know what? You know what? When you say that, I always tell my clients, if you do what you're supposed to do all the other time throughout the year, eating for the holidays doesn't present a problem. You can have those special days where you do what you're supposed to do if you hop back on it on that Monday. And that's where the problem comes in. We start at Thanksgiving and we don't stop until after New Year. Exactly. It just kind of keeps trickling down.
You have
down.
A special day, not weeks.
Exactly.
Runs occurred in weeks. Just eat to your heart content for the New Year.
Right. Enjoy your Christmas Day. Enjoy Christmas Eve. Enjoy New Year's Day. But all those days in between, let's hop back on what we need to be doing.
Wow, that is awesome. I don't know. Listen, I encourage all my listeners. I joke, but all my listeners, I encourage to be healthy, stay healthy, because health is the key to success, right? You cannot be successful if you're not healthy. So health is the key to success. And it's one of the reasons why I want to bring this three times, not one, excuse me, three times Hall of Famer on here, because it's important. And you heard it from someone who does this for a living, that it's important to be healthy, because health, you can't be around. You can't do great things if you're not healthy, and healthy is wealth. A lot of people think it's monetary. Hey, that's secondary, because you can have all the money in the world, and then if you're not healthy, what good is it? So I think that's one of the great things about this. And we always look out for our guests. We always have informative information. You know, we joke and we play, but we have informative information because we want everybody, because again, we have a one unite thing. So let me just say this also too. India is a new mom, and she's still finding the time to keep it going. So all you people out there, go to India. India, what's your site, social media, everything that they need to reach you on if they are serious?
We're serious.
We're
gonna try it.
I'm in after. I'm finna be like everybody else. I'm in after the new year.
No, we're gonna start now. We're gonna start.
No. I have some appearances. And I'm gonna be in after the new year. I'm gonna be fully.
That's why you need to start now. You have appearances, so you want to look good during your appearances. So we're gonna start now, India. We're going to start now. We're going to reach out to you. That's India. Oh. I'm sorry, Indy B Fit.
IndyBeFit.
Is it .com?
.com.
.com. And that's also her handle for social media as well.
And so this is another thing that so the even with you scheduling the plans and stuff like this, is it reasonable or does it break the bank the type of things that you do and have for people out there? Because you know everybody's crying, hey, it's a holiday, it's a different have, blah 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 blah. So is it something that an average family or person can fit into their budget or you know,
I'm glad you asked that question as well. It's relative, right? I'm gonna say this: if you can go to Chick-fil-A and spend $15 every time you get a meal from Chick-fil-A, you can pay for 3 months of fitness. If you go into Starbucks and getting coffee every morning, you can absolutely pay for 3 months of what I do.
See that, y'all. I mean, always. We're talking with Ron. We are putting you together. Like, hey, and everybody go to Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I've never been to a Chick-fil-A where they had one person in the car line. So everybody go.
Okay, lines wrapped around twice.
Around the building. Time. So if you cut out once or twice Chick-fil-A during the week, you can afford this plan. So this is not a plan that will break the budget. It will not break you. So and then also we have coming up in the near future some financial advisors, like I told you guys before, guys who've been on Wall Street. So they know the ins and outs, they know what to do, what not to do, how to budget, how to save money. So again, they will put you on a plan that can say, hey, we want to be on India's plan too. Do we have the budget for this? And we think that you can do this. So it's just a matter of what's in your budget and how to do it. But if you cut the Chick-fil-A out and probably the McDonald's too, mm-hmm. 2-3 times a week, you probably can get on India's plan because she ain't going to cut it. She ain't going to cut the price because, listen, what she says, she's good.
Well, I'm giving y'all 3 month discount. I'm giving y'all 3 month discount. Okay.
Oh my God, y'all! Listen. Oh, so there's no other reason now. Y'all don't have no option. Right. Like she's already giving y'all a Talk Me Ron discount. So listen, now you can just go to Chick-fil-A once a week with the discount. You can afford this. You can make this happen. So y'all don't have any excuses. You know, this is the season to give. So even if you know somebody kind of healthy that needs to be double healthy.
Healthier.
Yeah. No, I was trying to say another word. Okay. But anyway, so this is so you can give somebody the gift. Like you can give them the gift. And this gift is one of the gifts that keep on giving, right?
Absolutely.
So if you give them 3 months gift to being healthy and being around.
With
so
With Indy B Fit.
With 3-time. So glad. Hall of Famer took out her time with a newborn baby.
Absolutely.
To come on here and share with you guys to say, hey, you can be fit, you can be healthy. It just takes the dedication, and I'm gonna try it.
I think you should. We're gonna try it together.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah,
but
we're gonna do it.
I don't know how long I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna let y'all know.
We're gonna do it the whole 3 months.
3 months. You're gonna do it for 3 months minimum. That's what you're going to do.
3 months. Oh my God, 3 months.
We're gonna do it.
So listen, you guys. Let me say this too. We talked about on last week. While I have Indy on here before she has to go. We talked about last week putting together a family portion, a family event for all families who are positive. There is no color, creed, sex, religion, or none of that. We just want great people coming together, and we're still working on that. So we're going to make the announcement probably the first of the year, whereabout. But we want people from all over to come. And you know, we'll add this to this. We'll have hopefully we can get India there and doing this. We're gonna do a weekend thing, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are encouraging everybody once again: bring your family, bring your friends, bring whoever you want to bring. We're making it a family affair. If you're not consisted of positivity and wanting to meet new people and new families, we're trying to bridge the gap of the United States and bringing people closer together. So this is why we're going to have this. And listen, we will add, like, we'll have financial people there. We'll have India there. Hopefully we can work that out depending on her schedule, have her there with her family. And we're just going to have a great time, great things. We're trying to do it closer to where kids can go to different events also, but we're not leaving nobody out. We're going to have an event for the family, period. all families. So we want, and we will announce this later. We're getting it together. So, and this is what the show is about. The show is about breathing positivity, not negativity, and great people coming on the show. And so far we've had great, great people. Now, along with India, we're going to have some new celebrities coming out and some new people. And we got some surprise guests coming on. And we're going, but first we want to get everybody right. We've already showed them how to dress. Yes. We now have fitness with India. So we're now getting you in shape for the new clothes. And then also, we're going to bring the financial people on. So your money going to be right. So you don't have no excuse. We're talking with Ron. You won't have an excuse. You know, even if you can save a dollar, we'll pass a dollar. And that's been our new saying. So, but always, give them one more time how they can reach you, India. Before you go,
visit my website, www.ndbfit.com. That's INDYBEFIT.com. And also on my social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, INDYBEFIT. Look for me. My face is there.
Look for her. Thank you so much, India, for taking out your time and coming on. We appreciate it. And y'all reach out to India. Reach out to India because, hey, y'all all need this, and you know you do. Thank you so much.
We'll be reaching out to India, too.
We'll be reaching out to you, India, first of the year.
Thank y'all so much for having me. I have enjoyed it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Take care.
So as always, people, we keep it going. We health moving and so now here's another thing. So we have health moving, physical, all these great things. So here's another thing that you must have. We all gotta have this. If you got a car, you gotta have insurance, right?
Absolutely.
So you gotta have insurance, right? Absolutely. It's the law. So we listen, there's a great place, Allstate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Miss Agnes Andrews. 40 years in the business. She knows all the ins and outs. It's a family business, right? Family. Who don't love family? That's what we're talking about with this show, right? Family.
We love family.
We love family. So here's the thing. 40 years on in this business, like you don't survive that long without having something right. 40 years in this business, Miss Agnes Andrews. And she's now transitioning out of the business. Don't get caught up before y'all start saying stuff. She's turning it over, like I said, a family business to her daughters, both of her daughters. She's turning over. What is her daughters?
Naya and Kenda.
So she turned it over to Naya and Kenda, which is going to continue the legacy. She's been in business 40 years. Miss Agnes Andrews. They do all kind of things. They have IRAs. They do mutual funds. They do a host of things that will make you they're one shop stop. That's what they are. They do mutual funds, IRAs, they do mortgage insurance. They do, like, if you need it, they got it. So all you have to do is give the people the number for Agnes Andrews with Allstate and the website. Yara,
and I also want to mention they have life, home, business, renters, motorcycle, and they have really great auto rates as well. But if you please reach out to them, Allstate 225-383-0877. That's, and also you can go on their website at agnesandrews@allstate.com.
40 years in the business, like on a family business. Great people, great integrity. They don't have no complaints. And you know how you be in business 40 years with no complaints?
You have to know what you're doing.
Know what you're doing. Do it right. So that is absolutely what Miss Andrews and her family and her girls who will be transforming and taking over the beginning of the new year. That's what they've been doing for a long time. So listen, if you're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, all Louisiana, period. They don't just do Baton Rouge. So let me make that correction. They do all of the state of Louisiana, all state for all your needs. Agnes Andrew, I'm telling y'all, call one time. You know that old commercial you used to have from the attorney, Morris Bart, I believe it was, one call, that's all. Agnes Andrews, one call, that's all. You will not need anything else, nobody else. And the rates are reasonable. They are reasonable because that's what we're about on this show. So they are reasonable, and I promise you, Agnes Andrews and her girls, her young ladies who will be taking over the business at the first of the year, because she's had enough of 40 years. So she wants to pass the torch on. And that's what we all want to do when we have our great kids to do that.
And she's keeping it in the business. So she's making sure that she maintains that quality of service. for her customers.
And it doesn't change. So you got to do that. Y'all, please, in the state of Louisiana, go to Agnes Andrews, and she will beat anybody. Great lady, great kids. She will beat anybody. But the best of all that I love about it, it's family. Family, family, family. And that's amazing. So y'all check out Agnes Andrews for all your needs, period. Also, we're on the show, so we like to talk about things, and we've covered quite a bit. So the next thing we got to talk about, right? So whatever your faith base is, whatever your
denominational,
whatever you do, sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. And there's a great another sponsor of the show. There's another great church in Tallahassee, Florida. Pastor Stan Natten and Shirley Natten, great people, pastors, great friends of the show, great sponsors of the show, Spirit and Truth in Tallahassee, Florida.
Yeah, Spirit and Truth Outreach Ministries.
So listen, if on Monroe Street in Tallahassee. So if you in Tallahassee, you can reach out, call them. Hey, we all need to talk to, not just God, but the people God put in charge, which are the pastors. So we all need somebody to talk to, his flock, his sheep, right?
Right.
So some of those people that we need to talk to, and these are great pastors, can lead you in a great direction, put you together. And if you have a chance, if you're in Tallahassee, Florida, reach out to them. Pass by the church just to say hi. You know, and you never know. I think it'll be a great home for people. I've been there. And great people, a lot of love is shared in that church. And that's Pastor Stan and Shirley Natten. Once again, it's what is that address? 3471?
3471 North Monroe Street.
North Monroe Street. You can't miss that. North Monroe Street. Just keep riding till you see the right sign up. Stop in, tell them hello, talk to them, call them. You know, it's great to be one of the great things is having physical, eating right, in shape, have the finances together, but you need God. And I think part of having God in your life and the directions in your life is going to be when you reach out into the temple of God. So everybody, whoever you, whatever you do, whatever you serve, be in somebody church and give God his just due too. And I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think so as well.
And I got a question. So, and the people might not say, so are y'all through with holiday shopping? I know I ain't even started, so I'm behind the eight ball. Are you done?
I'm not done. I just got started. I'm kind of late on the start of it. Usually I used to be really early. I have just been behind the ball.
Behind the ball. Yeah. Might be a lot of people out there behind the ball on holiday shopping. So where are y'all on holiday shopping? I mean, have you got, is it a lot left you got to do? Or
it's
you
a lot left. So, I got to get started.
So you're going to be in the hustle and the bustle.
I'm not, you know, I'm an online shopper.
Oh,
so I just shop and everything just shows up at the house. I love that.
It just magically shows up. So that's a new Santa out there.
That's a new Santa. His name is, he comes in a blue truck and other,
So there's a new Santa out there. Listen, man, I'll tell you, times are changing. So they got cars now flying, and now they got Santa's not flying. He's coming on four wheels.
They have drones too.
Drones
will drop it off.
Yes. Speaking of that, today, amazingly, I saw something. Yara showed me something today that was awesome. So these new drones that they have out there that will actually bring your packages to your home, and these drones look like airplanes. I was
like miniature airplanes.
Yeah, I was amazed when I saw that. Like, so if they're in y'all area, go check it out. Google it. I don't know where you find them at, but go check them out. Google it. It's something to see. These things sit there. They're hovering in a station in a parking lot, and they literally are like big airplanes. They drop your stuff off. So maybe I'll get them to drop some stuff off and one move, or I'll use the four wheel blue thing that you said. I
don't want to say any names. No. Pay for advertising.
That's right. They
the blue truck.
No, they didn't reach out for advertising. So the blue truck, the brown truck, any of them trucks. Until if y'all want to be named, like, reach out to us. I gave you the number earlier, 1-800-949-7934-35. Talking with Ron. So reach out. to the salespeople, and then maybe we can say who you
absolutely
are.
Absolutely, say the name of the truck.
Say who they are, right?
Because I order all the time.
Yeah. She order all the time. You heard that, y'all. She order all the time. So, but yeah. So if you're not through with your Christmas shopping, I think another gift, the great guest we had on Early India, I think a great gift is giving help to someone. That's one of the great things that you can give to a loved one is health. And I think giving them something healthy will last a lot longer than a gift that they'll open and put in a corner or something like that. And speaking of that, like I said, we will have some financial people on shortly in the next 2 weeks, I think, or 3 weeks it is. But also, if you want to give a gift, being financially secure and help, give your kids saving bonds. Give your kids saving bonds for Christmas. That's the gift that keeps on giving. It's directing to their future. Or give a loved one some bonds. Instead of giving them something that will last, that won't last, or they'll use for an hour or two, a day or three or four, and then put in the back of the closet, give them something that keeps on giving. One of the great things that keeps on giving is bonds. They're great, and something you should give. I want to give my great host today with me, Yara. Anything
is a wonderful idea. First, yes. It's something that depreciates as soon as they open it up, right?
Yeah.
Something that these kids can absolutely utilize as they get older. So I think bringing on someone who can speak to that later will be great. You know, you are really equipping your listeners with everything.
Yes, right? yes. So listen, y'all tell me, like I said, my lovely co-host, y'all did a wonderful job today. Hey, can't say any more about her. Hopefully we'll have her back on.
Don't fire me. I want to come back. This was fun. Oh, gosh, I'm fired. Okay, everybody, if you're listening, tell them I did okay.
And once again, we want to thank everybody, man. We got the news last night, 1 million, and that is something like it is remarkable to say. Like, it makes you want to dance because y'all are showing the love.
That's pretty awesome. Was that for me?
No.
Oh, my God. I think I should have.
They thought that was funny. No, but no, we really want to thank and appreciate everybody. And y'all tell me yourselves how she did, and if she's great, we'll have her back on.
Have me back on, everybody.
Because remember, talking with Ron, we're nothing without you, and we say the things that you want to say. We give you the things that you need to make life better. As always, we appreciate you for tuning in, taking out your time, tuning in to us. And we have, like I said, we have some great people coming up. We have some singers and so forth and so on coming up on some shows. So y'all stay tuned. And if y'all want Yara back, y'all let me know. It's up to y'all.
Tell them I was pretty good. Yep. I look forward to listening. Hopefully people will say I can come back. I think I was pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. You all tell them, let them know. But I will definitely be listening. I can't wait to see and listen to all the people that you'll be bringing onto the show every week. It's very interesting. It's a great show, and I love listening every week.
Thank you.
I look forward to Thursdays at 5.
We appreciate it. Yes. Yeah. So amazingly, we want to thank you guys again for tuning in and taking out your time. We would be nothing without you. And we appreciate you. Listen, everyone, enjoy the holidays. Don't spend too much. Save yourself. Be safe. God bless you. And we will see you on the next time with Talking with Ron.
You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.